Let's internalize ourselves. Let's make contact with this beautiful vehicle of expression that is our body. Bringing awareness to the whole body, breathing. With these first breaths of air that come in and out, let's also bring this attitude of recognition, gratitude, and appreciation for this breathing body that has been with us for so long. That is the protagonist of all our experiences, the front row protagonist. Dedicating those first affectionate words to your body, heart, and mind for all this time walking together. If you want, you can place your hands on your heart to strengthen that connection. Naturally, some of those resolutions that we sometimes forget will arise. Take a little more care of it. Feed it better. Give it a little exercise. Again, let's propose this from the heart, if so, with a genuine intention. And from there, let's visualize. Let's bring our awareness inward and visualize how that gratitude, that recognition manifests in a smile. We bring that smile to the top of our head. Feeling how the energy, that life-giving energy full of corpuscles of light and hope, spreads throughout our body like a protective mantle. Visualize it for a few moments. The smile on the crown of the head, its energy forming a protective mantle, and breathe in that light, that hope, that energetic vibration. And for a few moments, we lower that smile to the area between the eyebrows, relaxing all the muscles of the face. A smile of happiness toward all of that, those sensory organs, eyes, nose, mouth, ears. Touching our entire face. An immense smile of gratitude from the space between the eyebrows that softens all the muscles of the face. leaving our expression open. Available. We let that smile flow a few centimeters, about 7 centimeters, into the head. And smile there at the pituitary glands. The gland, one of the master glands that controls the rest of the glands. The thalamus is also located there. Thanks to which the emotional response to sensations occurs. What a miracle! Our entire being is connected. The hypothalamus is also there, which regulates physiological needs such as eating, drinking, and our body temperature. Sleep is so essential. It is a smile of gratitude, of recognition for this miracle. Of life in yourself. And from there, we lower the smile a little towards the center between the two ears. There is also that master gland, an almost mystical gland, we would say, the pineal gland. Which in Taoism is called the Crystal Palace. And in Hinduism, the Cave of Brahma. It is that gland that will lead us to the development of spiritual faculties. It is. Also regulated by the entire endocrine system. With infinite gratitude. That consciousness caresses it, illuminates it, activates it. And from the nose, we are going to move the consciousness towards the nose. We are going to have a lot of presence in that first breath that will take us to the lungs. With a lot of presence, we carry the smile riding through the breath. We deposit it in the lungs. By inhaling and exhaling deeply. Connecting with these organs. Thanking them for their function of providing oxygen to the body. Expelling all carbon dioxide. We can place our hands on these lungs to feel them too. And realize that sometimes the residues of a sad moment get stuck in these lungs. Residues of sadness, of sorrow. That may have gotten stuck there, simply by the fact of living. It is normal, life has many difficult situations. We can visualize those lungs as a luminous white color. When we inhale, We inhale this white light, dissolving any form of sadness that may have remained there. Sorrow. Feelings of decay, of depression, cleaning it with our breathing and our consciousness. We carry the white light. We cleanse ourselves, and when we exhale, we do it with the sound S, a very long S. We inhale the white light. We also inhale trust. Enjoy and exhale all forms of sadness with that sound. We breathe with gratitude, carrying the smile. All the smile in the lungs. The lungs that are now white, luminous. And from there we move forward to the neck area. There are the thyroid and parathyroid glands. An immense smile of gratitude to these glands that allow us to express opinions, allow us to speak, this great miracle. Thanks to which we can now communicate, we can sing, we can express our feelings. So that these glands form our verb with infinite love and gratitude. Carry that smile like a caress, like a balm, all over the neck. And let it continue down to in front of the heart, the thymus gland, which is the seat of the energy of Chi or Qi, of love, of healing energy. In addition, it is such an important gland. It already stimulates the immune system by creating an energy that is the best antidote against any form of evil, which is enthusiasm. In the moments that smile illuminates that entire area, that we also introduce it into the heart, the sun of our system. The seat of our consciousness, of our intentions, of love. And in addition to bringing it gratitude, our immense gratitude for its function, giving life to our entire being, bringing renewed blood, the entire organism. Anxiety, stress, and restlessness also accumulate there, remnants that have remained there. Also the remnants of pride, that which separates us from others. So let's visualize that heart while at the same time we also relax it. We feel that muscle relax. And we are going to visualize it red, luminous, brilliant. In the heart, we are going to bring love while we dissolve any remnants that have remained stuck there. Both pride and anxiety. And we are going to do it with sound. Ha! And this one we can bring to the lower abdomen so that the entire body turns. Let's do it three times, inhaling, bringing the luminous red color and cleaning it of pride and anxiety, and exhaling. We inhale. Bringing affection, gratitude, love, recognition. We continue moving down to the right, towards the liver, our alchemical laboratory. Bringing it that smile of blessings. That thanks it for transforming all foods into substances that our body can assimilate. Thank you also for eliminating all toxic waste that poisons. It is also there in the liver that the residues of anger, rage, and bad mood get stuck. Let's visualize the liver as green, also very bright. Let's let the muscle expand, relax, and release all the accumulated heat. Any remaining anger or bad mood, we will dissolve it in that green light. And in that smile full of kindness, pleasure, and satisfaction. With love, dissolving any form of shadow that has remained there. Any anger, releasing it. And on the inhalation, we breathe in all those beautiful things for the liver, kindness, pleasure. Fullness, and on the exhalation, with sound, we release any stuck forms of negativity. Let's breathe. If you want, you can also place your hand on your liver, feel the warmth, and give it all your kindest, most loving thanks. With a beautiful smile. Now let's also move the smile to the back, to the kidney area. Visualizing them as blue. The kidneys are also having a hard time there, they are suffering. All the remains of fear and worry accumulate there. Move your hands behind your kidneys. Comfort yourselves with a warm massage. While you bring your smile to that area, visualizing them as blue, a bright blue. With much gratitude for the wonderful work they do of filtering the blood, eliminating waste products from the body, and maintaining the water balance. How much wisdom lies within us? And there, observe if there is any fear or fear that may have remained. There is always some form of fear, especially at these times. Let's bring them all our healing smile. Allowing courage, strength, and determination to emerge, feeling how those kidneys fill with blue. At the same time as that courage, we inhale and exhale with the syllable CH, which is OU, which also resonates throughout the body. Feeling how the kidneys release all the heat, fear, and dread. We inhale again, filling them with blue. With gratitude, we rise with our smile. Again to the mouth to carry it through the entire digestive system, our smile. Our healing energy to the entire digestive system through the saliva that we are going to prepare in our mouth. We prepare a ball of saliva by passing the tongue around the upper and lower palate. And we make a flight of saliva that we are going to divide into three small pieces, and we are going to take three small sips of this saliva, which is a saliva full of the healthy. Energy of our chi, of our ki, full of light, and we swallow very consciously of these small sips that are passing through the entire digestive tract. And we let all the abdominal muscles relax a lot, so that the stomach, the sphincter, the pancreas, and the intestines can expand. It is an area that we often carry compressed, wrapped up. Let's let go. While we illuminate that entire lemon yellow area, a yellow lemon light. We bring tranquility there. That entire area becomes very tense and generates a lot of residue of worry. Let's bring love, understanding, flexibility, acceptance. There. Let's let go. with great acceptance, with immense trust. Trust in life, in ourselves. In our capacity for resources. We inhale with the yellow light and with those feelings of deep trust and let go with the guttural syllable gilaba. But let's feel it in the area of the throat and then lower it to the lower abdomen so that it resonates. Let's inhale. Ah, let's inhale, bringing our gratitude to that entire area. With an immense smile. Full of light. Full of our being. Of our own heart. From there, caressing each of the vertebrae from the coccyx, let's move the smile up. Through all the vertebrae. Until reaching the head. Illuminating each vertebra, caressing it. And there in that brain, we once again open the smile, allowing it to pass through all the nooks and crannies. As if walking through them. Expanding, saying good morning, thanking it. Acknowledging all its intelligence. And feeling how that brain lights up, becomes spongy. With immense happiness, thanking it for being the supervisory center of the entire nervous system. Coordinator of so many functions. And from there, we open the smile to our entire body once again. To the skeleton. To the entire muscular system that keeps our skeleton. Prepared to walk, to stand up, to guard all the organs and protect them. And opening that smile like an embrace to our entire body. We can even hug ourselves with our hands and feel awe with infinite gratitude. We breathe deeply. Ah. A second breath. We can make some conscious, compassionate movements, stretching the body a little. Allowing it to be seen. Oh, little by little, let's go here. Ah, opening the eyes.